117. Books or men? Hi, Judy, Marcy said as she came into the restaurant where they were meeting. I've got a feeling you're going to love what I brought with me today. Ice cream, Judy replied with excitement. No, silly. A new romance novel. It's so good, I can't put it down. Oh, well, if I were you, I wouldn't read so much about romance. But have some, Judy said. If not, well, then those books will be all you'll ever have. I'll say. But I have no idea which way to turn, Marcy sighed. I went to the bars. I went to the gym. I went to the YMCA. You should see my bag. I've got ID cards for 15 places. But everywhere I go, it seems like men are from the ice ages. I know. But you have to keep looking. And I've seen worse. Believe me, at least some men from the ice ages have animal magnetism, Judy said with a laugh. If only there were more men like the men from the books, Marcy moaned. If it were not for them, I'd really give up dating. Well, if necessary, maybe you should stop reading the books and come back to reality, Judy suggested. Whoops, look at the time. I've got to go, Marcy said, clasping the books close to her body. Marcy, don't leave, Judy called. But it was too late. Marcy was gone out the door. Judy had suggested the one thing Marcy would never do, give up her books.